Hi, this is Raquel Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. Today on the podcast, I'm excited to have a very special guest in Raquel Aurelia. Welcome to the show, Raquel.
Thank you.
So I understand you've got a concert going on in June.
Yeah, we're going to do a charity event in June at the Madison Theater, and June 15th is the date, and we just got all the details worked out where we're going to have the show, and so we're looking forward to it. It should be fun for the Reds Community Fund.
So how did you get involved in that project?
Well, actually, we had been wanting to do a show. When I found out Bronson was a musician, I had talked to him a couple times about possibly doing a show together. And so what happened was we just kind of tried to work something out, and then we talked with the Reds and wanted to see if they'd be interested in doing a charity event and combining the two events together. So that's kind of how it all came about. I met with the Reds, and we kind of quickly set it up and got it together and tried to find a date that worked, and here we are.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
So what's it going to be like to share a concert with Bronson Arroyo?
Well, I don't know. It should be a lot of fun. I've heard his music, and I got one of his CDs, and so I've listened to his stuff, and it'll be fun. Anytime you can get up there and sing, and also share the stage with Bronson will be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, where did you get the idea? Was this just something that hatched as soon as the Reds traded for him?
No, I didn't even know, and I just didn't even know that he had an album out or anything until he came over, and I started realizing more and more that he had a musical background. And so, we had talked about possibly just doing a show together somewhere. And then when I approached the Reds on the idea, we talked about it, and that's how it came about.
Well, cool. So you said that the concert benefits the Reds Community Fund. Do you do a lot of work with the Reds Community Fund?
Do we? Well, this is, obviously since our second year there, the charity work that we've done so far has benefited the community fund. A lot of times they do, the wives do charity events, and a lot of it goes to the Reds Community Fund. So it's a little bit different. In San Francisco, they had specific charities that everybody kind of tied themselves to in the beginning, and then that's who you usually did stuff for. Here, so far it's been the Reds Community Fund, so that's kind of how we've had the event set up. And most of the events we did last year were for the same thing. So this year we hadn't had any events planned that I know of, so I just initiated this one for the Reds Community Fund.
Well, cool. The album that's out, The Clutch Hits, is also benefits the Reds Community Fund, as I understand it.
Right.
You've got a song on that album.
Yeah, it's called Heart of a Hero, and it's a song that actually I co-wrote with two other musicians, and we got the song it's funny, very last minute, together in 2 weeks, not even two full weeks. We had to throw it together because of different time constraints and different limitations on time that we had at the Reds, and because they had asked me if I would contribute something, and I really wanted to do something that we did on our own, that we wrote to contribute it. So that's how it came about, and got the song in really fast. I wish I'd actually had another week or so, to be honest, to make it a little more polished and a little bit different. But I'm happy with the way it came out. But just me being a perfectionist, wish I had one more week.
Yeah.
Because the day I sang, I had a sinus infection, and it was just not a fun day for me. So I was just happy that we got it out and got the deadline there, and we were happy to contribute.
Yeah, you can't tell that you had a sinus infection at all.
Well,
it sounds really good.
Oh, my
good.
God. If you could have seen the studio, you would have been laughing. I'm chewing on ginger root and got an inhaler going. The whole nine, trying to get some kind of, relief in my throat and my nose. And it was just a really funny day, the whole, not funny, ha-ha, but just crazy day how it all came about when I went to actually record. So I was in L.A., and I was the minute I landed back in Phoenix, my nose cleared up. I'm like,
course,
well, that figures.
Yeah. So are you going to be performing that song at the concert?
I'm not sure which song we're going to do or how we're going to do that, because even though we have the full band there to do it, I kind of wanted to see, we may be doing a CD Clutch Hits release party. I think the Reds had talked about doing that, and I wasn't sure if we should hold off and do it there, or because the Screaming Mimes are also performing, and they're going on first,
right.
And they wrote a song on I think they have one or two songs, maybe even Dave Storm is there, and they have a song on there also. So if they might do one that night, and if so, we may follow their lead and do one. You know, just they tell everybody that it's on the CD, it's on the album.
Yeah, in fact, I talked to Dave Storm a little bit earlier today. Uh-huh. And he says they are going to be performing their at least one of their songs, one of the songs from Clutch Hits at the concert, and that he's hoping you'll perform perform yours so that he can play guitar on it.
Say that again.
Because he wants to play guitar on it.
Oh, on the on the Heart of a Hero.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we had talked about that doing something together, and we hadn't finalized anything yet, and we were just everything's been thrown together. Like I said, this literally came up with like make a decision, let's do this or let's not kind of thing, and we just decided the date just not too long ago. So it's almost like one of those things that just boom, boom, boom. We haven't had time to even iron out all the details. So yeah, we may do that because I mean it's fun because David already had talked about playing it when he played one time. He said, "Well, I can play Heart of a Hero. We should do that." So yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
Well, a lot of times the best projects come together that way.
Yeah, exactly. So this one, like I said, is very last minute, and hopefully we'll get a really good response from the crowd and the people. You know, in Cincinnati will want to come out and hear, you know, and have a good time, and it's for a good cause. So I'm hoping that the people respond and that we sell the place out. That'd be great.
Well, it sounds really positive. It sounds like you got a really good event coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you.
The concert is on Thursday, June 15th, 2006, 7 p.m. at the Madison Theater in Covington. You can get tickets at reds.com or by calling 513-765-7042. Sound about right?
Yep, that sounds great.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Take care. Heart of a hero, eagle in his eyes. Swinging for the fences, rockets to the sky. Heart of a hero, dangerous destiny. Fly, fly high to victory. Fly, fly high to victory.